This is Ed Fallon from Des Moines, Iowa. We're speaking with Joe Henry, the National Vice President with Forward Latino. It's disturbing news the other day that there were managers at a Tyson pork processing facility in Waterloo who were wagering on how many workers would come down with COVID. Do I have that right? That almost seems too bizarre to believe.
It is true, and it's not surprising. We know that racism has been part and parcel of the meatpacking industry for several decades now. So not only do we have the virus spreading in these plants, but we have racist behavior. And clearly, it seems to be a top-down type of thing with management. The exploitation of workers has been going on throughout this company, Tyson, and we know that 500,000 workers work in meatpacking across the country.
500,000.
Terrible situation. It needs to be taken on.
And this isn't the first COVID-related problem we've had with Tyson this year. And there are some other meatpacking plants as well. But we had managers who were failing to tell the public what was going on with infection rates among their workers, in part because of horrible working conditions. And as a result, we had a huge spike in the number of workers infected back in March and April.
Yes. Here in Iowa, we've had 10 meatpacking workers die. Half of them have been from the Tyson plants in Iowa. And then the majority of those workers have been Latino. And when we look at what has happened nationally, over 40,000 of these workers have been infected. Over 200 have died across the country. Probably more, but we don't know due to the lack of reporting from state governments such as Iowa that does not report to National OSHA or the CDC on those who have died at these facilities. We only find this out when it hits the local newspapers.
So how did we find out that these two two managers, I believe, who were placing these bets?
Based upon what we have seen in the media and just hearing from what the attorneys have stated, this was noted at this facility with management when supervisors were being deposed. It was found out during depositions when they were asked what had happened at the plant. It seems to be in their own words that they did this, but I guess we're going to find out more once this goes to court.
Tyson's response has been to at least indicate dissatisfaction with their workers. I know they spoke out critically of the two managers.
They've distanced themselves, yes.
And then they went on to hire Eric Holder, the former
Attorney General
under Obama.
For the country.
Tyson has hired him.
Yeah, he comes with a law firm. So that's a good move. They have an independent investigation of that. But our sense of this, having worked with meatpacking workers over the last 5 years here in Iowa, this treatment of workers has been fueled by racist behavior, which has viewed workers as just part of the process of slaughtering meat, hogs, livestock. And we have filed complaints against other meatpacking plants here in Iowa, such as JBS and Smithfield. And we have received information from the workers, how they were treated in the workplace. And based upon that treatment, clearly racist behavior was part and parcel.
Have you noticed any improvement in working conditions as a result of those inquiries?
We've noticed some. Workers are being given face masks. They're being given temperature checks. But the speed of work still continues at a high pitch. Can you imagine wearing a mask and jogging for 8 hours? It's not going to work.
No.
So people are still getting sick. They're not getting the distance between workers required or suggested by OSHA in the CDC. So people are still dying. We had a meatpacker who died 2 weeks ago at JBS in Marshalltown. Clearly, not enough is being done. We're not having mandatory checks of whether or not workers are infected on a regular basis. There's random testing that is being done. That is not enough. We feel that the virus is spreading within these facilities because there is really no ventilation in these plants for the way that they were built to process meat as quickly as possible. Everything is confined and workers are boxed in. It's dangerous.
So one concern, Joe, is the rumors of a proposal, again, coming from the White House, to allow increased speed on the slaughterhouse line. I can't imagine how anybody would think that was a good idea.
I know. It's terrible to think that that would be allowed. The speed of work in that environment on the shop floor has always been too fast for workers. Lots of injuries, damages, carpal tunnel, workers not being permitted to take adequate time for rest. Now, in regards to that rumor, we will probably see a speed up of work before the next administration takes over. But if people can go to boycottme.com, they're going to be able to kind of review all the different things that we have done with environmentalists, worker rights groups, with animal rights activists, consumer groups.
Hey, Joe, I really appreciate you taking the time to join us. If folks want to learn more about your work, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Boycottme.com. There is a consumer boycott against the corporate processing of what we call big meat. We're going to make sure through public pressure that the speed of work is reduced, the space between workers is provided, and safety is provided to these workers in the next administration, even though it is difficult with the way that these operations are set up.
All right, Joe, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Ed.
Joe Henry, the National Vice President with Forward Latino. This is Ed Fallon, reporting from Des Moines, Iowa for Pacifica Radio's COVID Race and Democracy.